May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Please do sit down. Now, I have to be honest with you. I like gadgets. Most people who know me will tell you that. One of my most favourite gadgets, and possibly most used gadgets, is my sat-nav. Now, we use a sat-nav to find and give directions, particularly when driving in unfamiliar areas. We put the destination in the sat-nav, and the sat-nav shows us the route to take us there. If I am honest, I have no real sense of direction, and my wife says I rely on my sat-nav far too much. However, it does guide me to where I need to be. One of the things I find really uncomfortable, and I'm not sure whether this rings true with you, is when someone asks me for directions. For some reason, I tend to panic a bit, and a route that should be familiar to me suddenly becomes blurry and indistinct. I also don't find it easy when someone gives me directions either, as I forget them as soon as I'm told them. As I said, I'm no good with directions. I do need the comfort, assurance, and guidance that a sat-nav gives me. Now, this morning's readings, the Epistle and the Gospel, provides direction and some comfort to us at this time. Our Saviour Jesus Christ is on the way, and you'll notice frequent references to paths, ways, and highways, particularly in our gospel reading, something to help us navigate along these routes to find our way to Jesus. Now, our first reading, the Epistle, references Isaiah. And of course, Isaiah is set against the prophetic backdrop of the Israelites' exile in Babylon. The prophet's message is that in spite of and in the midst of human misery, God continues to speak and act. God is providing directions for the people of Israel, says the prophet Isaiah, and tells them where they need to go and what kind of people they need to be. And this is echoed in the epistle. God has promised that he will come. This is a hopeful message and a message that speaks to us still in the advent of 2020. Our gospel reading from Mark reminds us about God's promise to his people in Isaiah to send a messenger. And this messenger will announce God's intention to visit God's people. God gives directions for the way to be prepared. So the basic Advent theme sounded throughout this text is that the time of promise is drawing to a close and the time of fulfillment is near. I suppose really that's exactly what Advent is, isn't it? It's a promise drawing to a close and the time of fulfillment coming. For Isaiah and other prophets, the probable context was the end of the exile for the Israelites in Babylon. But for John the Baptist, of course, it was the coming of Israel's long-awaited Messiah. John the Baptist is, of course, the herald or messenger who will prepare the way of the Lord. God is coming to us, and this is fantastic news. So what can we do to prepare and get ready this Advent? Well, John the Baptist says we should confess our sins. We should be baptized and repent. And later we know that Jesus will add and believe in the good news. God will come and fulfill all of his promises, whether or not we do those things. But knowing that God is on the way, why wouldn't we want to do them? We, as the people of Saffron Walden and the people of this parish, need to be people who prepare the way of the Lord. We need to be a herald of good tidings and not live in fear, but rather to be hopeful. There is, I'm pleased to say, much to be hopeful about in our current situation. We are not yet quite out of the pandemic, but there is hope. I'm sure you will have heard in the news that a vaccine is on the way. R is falling, and we are now able to spend at least some time with our families this Christmas. Today, we are able to return to our church buildings, and we know some, if not many, of our church services will be able to be held in our church buildings. As I said, there are signs of hope everywhere, if you know where to look. We also, of course, have a new team rector coming, and we're looking forward to welcoming Reverend Jeremy True and his family to join us here in Saffron Walden and in the villages. Another sign of hope, and another sign, I believe, of the kingdom to come. Advent is what David Tomlinson, if he was here, I'm sure would call a liminal space. He was always telling me about liminal spaces, time to think and reflect. And Advent is a liminal space where we wait with hope for the time to come. But we are also aware that the victory in Jesus Christ is already with us. Now, this might seem contradictory to be watching and waiting, but also knowing and accepting that Jesus is already here. However, if I may return to my sat-nav analogy, we know the destination, but Advent is all about experiencing the route afresh once again. The route that leads to Jesus Christ, who will reveal the glory of the Lord. His light shines so brightly, giving hope to the world. Even I can turn off my sat-nav and find my way to him. Amen.